The owners of a unique tourist attraction in Potter County, the Countersport Ice Mine, are reflecting on their busiest season since reopening in 2014. WPSU's Sydney Roach went to check it out in August before they closed for the season.
It's a warm and sunny August day. A group of people are standing in the woods next to a gift shop and a wooden house-like building with a sign that reads Ice Mine. Temperatures are close to 80 degrees, but several people are dressed for winter weather. One person is putting on a coat.
You look ready?
This is a freezer jacket.
There's a reason for that jacket. As the tour group enters the ice mine, the temperature inside is in the 30s.
You'll notice that we keep our tea and soda on the left-hand side. They used to store beer here, and we always tell people that's the 6 o'clock tour. So if you come back
Gary
at 6,
Buxton is leading a small tour group of about 10 people. His parents bought and restored the property in 2013, decades after it had fallen into disrepair. Buxton says the mine is left over from a prospector's search for silver in the late 1800s. Instead, they struck ice and found this cool natural phenomenon.
To me, that feels great.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Oh, you can feel the snow there.
Down a short hallway, the group comes out into the open air again. They enter a roughly circular space surrounded by mossy rocks. The floor is wooden decking, and in the middle is a big rectangular hole. That hole is the opening of a 30-foot-deep mine shaft filled with ice.
It's awesome.
Buxton talks as visitors lean over railings to see stalactites of ice hang from the rock walls and chunks of ice lying on the rock floor below.
During the last 12 years that my family's reopened this, this has been the hottest summer that we've had. Ironically, it's also the most ice that we've had.
Buxton says the shaft was overflowing with ice earlier in the summer. Some chatting visitors say they want to come back to see it that way.
I do want to come back in like June or July.
Well, yeah, when it's really like...
Such a Ripley's Believe It or Not kind of thing.
Yeah.
So why does ice grow in the summer and melt in the winter? Buxton says the popular theory is that the surrounding mountain acts like a sponge. The rocks absorb cold air in the winter.
And then in the springtime, when the outside air temperature increases and when it becomes more humid, the cold air gets released from the rocks, comes in contact with the warmer humid air, and the ice grows.
There's a similar ice mine at Trough Creek State Park in Huntingdon County. The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources published an explainer sheet on that mine and offered a similar explanation to how it works. But the Countersport ice mine grows more ice and attracts visitors from all over the world.
We had visitors here from Israel. We just had a family from Australia that was here. Ukraine was here last week.
Spain is here.
From Spain.
Galicia.
Buxton says this year has been their busiest on record. He credits that to increased social media outreach, profile stories by local and national media, and the mine's proximity to the famous dark sky viewing area at Cherry Springs State Park. In Countersport, I'm Sydney Roach.